I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Tuesday, July 28th, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on free masks for residents in Gary. One last Christopher Columbus statue remains in Chicago, but for how long? And LaPorte is making it easier for residents to pay their bills. Gary City officials are offering residents free face masks today as part of the city's fight against the spread of the coronavirus. Mayor Jerome Prince says the masks will be available for drive-up and walk-up distribution until 2 o'clock this afternoon in the parking lot of the Hudson Campbell Sports Center at 455 Massachusetts Street. 9 new COVID-19 positive cases were reported as of Sunday, bringing the total in Gary to 1,034. Vacuum-drawn tubes will be used in LaPorte City Hall to allow residents to pay their water bills. Clerk Treasurer Courtney Partham says the drive-up service is another way of keeping people safe during the pandemic, especially once LaPorte City Hall at some point reopens to the public. The $35,000 cost of the system, like the ones used at banks, will be covered by federal COVID-19 relief dollars. Four women who say they were groped at a bar last year by Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill have renewed their court challenges against him. The women filed a lawsuit in Marion County Court earlier this month, claiming Hill committed battery against them and then defamed them with repeated claims that their allegations were false. They are also appealing a federal judge's dismissal of a similar federal lawsuit. Those court actions come after Hill completed a 30-day law license suspension over the allegations and lost the Republican nomination for re-election. Hill's lawyer says they will raise, quote, all legal defenses, end quote. The University of Notre Dame has become the second university to withdraw as the host of one of fall's three scheduled presidential debates amid the coronavirus pandemic. The university was set to host the inaugural face-off between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden on September 29th. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates announced Monday that the first debate will now be hosted by Case Western Reserve University and Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland. In a release, Notre Dame President Reverend John Jenkins says, quote, "The necessary health precautions would have greatly diminished the educational value of hosting a debate on our campus," end quote. And a city council member in Chicago says a Christopher Columbus statue on the south side that was left standing after two others were removed last week may yet be taken down. Alderwoman Susan Sedlowski Garza told the Chicago Sun-Times that she has been talking to city officials about removing the statue in the South Chicago neighborhood. Her comments came after the removal of statues in Little Italy and Grant Park. Sedlowski Garza said the one in South Chicago may have escaped the kind of attention that the other two statues garnered simply because it does not have as many people visiting that area of the city. In sports, the 3-1 Cubs are in Cincinnati taking on the 1-3 Reds today at 5:40. And the 1-2 White Sox were rained out in Cleveland yesterday and will make it up with a day-night doubleheader starting at 2:40. The Indians are 2-1 on the season. Dylan Cease will start for the White Sox, while Crown Point graduate and former Ball State pitcher Zach Plesac gets the start for the Indians. The Oilmen were unable to slide into first place last night and are now 13-7. They travel to Joliet to play the 3-15 Generals at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Looking at your midday lotto picks, your daily 3, 0, 8, 1. The Super Bowl is 0. Your daily 4, 2, 6, 3, 4. Super Bowl is 0. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 66. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 86. Wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a high near 81. Friday, mostly sunny, with a high near 79. Tune in this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered with Jose Rodriguez in for Sharon Jackson. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tom Maloney in this midday news update.